So pick out some key components that you feel like a professional needs to handle, and then present it to the client when you're doing your presentation and let them know that, hey, look, you don't have to use me for these services. You can use anyone you choose, but I just feel like it's important. What it does is it not only instills the trust, but it totally breaks down any defense mechanisms they have as in, oh, this guy's just trying to get my money. He's genuinely here to help me out, and he's here to be a service. And then typically they want to hire you and they want to do work for you.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we've got a great topic, how to remove barriers when closing web design deals. I believe you came up with this topic, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So I'll go ahead and jump in. And a little bit of background. I was thinking of my favorite company, Apple, and how they do a really good job of removing barriers when they're trying to sell you products. So for example, their Apple stores, unless it's a new product and you're waiting in line for that, you know, to get it the day of, typically it's very easy to buy a product. So much so that they've actually, through their Apple Store app, you can check out yourself without talking to anybody. You can go in, scan the product yourself, use your Apple ID to pay, and then walk out without a receipt, without a bag, anything. And I've done it before, and it kind of feels like you're shoplifting. And sometimes I want to like show the attendant, like, no, I paid for it, you know, one of the workers. But so they do a really great job of that. And same thing with e-commerce. You remove barriers. We talked about this past week on Internet Marketing Week. If you haven't listened to the episodes, we highly recommend going and checking those out with our special guest, Corey Hammond, CMO of A2 Hosting. We talked about redirecting users directly to the cart after they clicked the add to cart. That was one of the examples that Corey gave. And so you can do similar things when you are trying to close a web design deal with your client. And so one of the ways that you can remove barriers from a technology standpoint is to use electronic signature tool to get that signed agreement, signed contract, as well as electronic invoicing. So for electronic invoicing, you can use pretty much any app, 17 Hats, FreshBooks, QuickBooks. For electronic signature tool, I use Adobe Sign. It's built into the Adobe Creative Cloud Suite, and it allows you to remove those barriers. You don't have to wait for faxed signed agreement or anything like that. You don't have to wait for a paper check. Within minutes, your customer can get you what you need so that you can start on the project, and it can remove that barrier from closing the deal.
Yeah, and you know, for a minute there, Tim, whenever you started this out to talk about one of your favorite companies, and it started with an A, I thought, oh man, he's going with Aspen Grove Studios. But
oh man, that's funny. Hey, that's my other favorite company that starts with an A.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Well, the second thing that we want to, you know, one of the tips that we want to help you with when removing barriers to close deals is know your products and services well. Be able to answer any questions the clients have without, you know, tripping over yourself. You know, speak confidently. Let them know why you're charging what you're charging for those services and stuff by backing it up with knowledge, you know, how this service is going to benefit their company, how it's going to help them. It's just going to go a long ways, and it's just going to make the sales process go a lot smoother.
Great point. Yeah, it really instills trust when you know your products well. And on that point too, segues into the next point, properly educate the client on your web design process. Again, it instills that trust. It tells them what to expect throughout the process. And so when you do that, they feel comfortable knowing what to expect throughout the whole process of you doing their website. And so again, that can remove a barrier when closing that web design deal.
Yeah. And last but not least on our list for today is something that I do personally that I found to be really, really successful. And that really just kind of destroys, not removes barriers, it destroys them. I've had 100% of all clients that I've presented this way to accept the proposed thing that I'm proposing to them. And you know, I'll give an example. You know, maintenance and service agreements, I think these are important. There are certain things that professionals should handle. And, the wonderful thing about WordPress is that you can manage your own website. You can add your own content. We can build it to where it's pretty much programmatically taken care of for you. All you've got to do is pop in text, images, and whatnot. Well, there are a couple of things that I highly recommend that clients don't do, which is handle their own backups, handle their own security. Hackers are pretty sharp dudes. You want somebody who knows what they're doing when they're securing your website. You know, doing your backups, doing your updates, you know, and WordPress updates, and if you're using a theme updates, those are important. So I come right out of the gate and I let them know what I believe professionals should handle and what I believe clients should handle. And I even go as far to let them know that, hey, look, you don't have to use me for these services. I just highly recommend that you hire a professional to handle them for them. So pick out some key components that you feel like a professional needs to handle, and you don't have to use my examples. You can use whatever you feel comfortable with, and then present it to the client when you're doing your presentation and let them know that, hey, look, you don't have to use me for these services. You can use anyone you choose, but I just feel like it's important. What it does is it not only instills the trust, but it totally breaks down any defense mechanisms they have as in, oh, this guy's just trying to get my money. You know, he's genuinely here to help me out and he's here to be a service. And then typically they want to hire you and they want to do work for you and stuff. So that's one of my biggest barrier removing, you know, when closing web deals.
That's awesome. I love that so much, David. You've told me that a few times now, and I think it's so different than what most web designers do. Most web designers will use the maintenance and service agreements as an upsell and do it at the end. And you can see a lot of things, you know, why that wouldn't work. The client's like, well, I'm already going to be spending X amount of dollars with you. I don't think I can handle anymore. But when you start with that, it plants that seed early so that they know the importance of it. And then again, like you said, it instills that confidence and trust because you're saying, hey, it doesn't have to be me, but this is why it's really important. I don't know if you mentioned this, but I would imagine 9 out of 10 times they usually have you do it, right?
Oh, no, Tim, 10 out of 10 times.
10 out of 10. Boom.
Yeah, it's a pretty effective method that I've found that just works really, really well. And it's not like I genuinely, when I started doing it, I really felt like it was important for clients to have a professional handle certain aspects of their web design. You know, they can do a lot of things, and that's the great thing about WordPress, but there were a few things. And what I realized by when I started presenting it up front, I talk a lot about responsive design, how important it is, how we design responsively. And I kind of educate them like you talked about in one of the points. And and I just realized that it took all of their defenses down as soon as I just led with, and look, you don't have to use me. You can use anybody you choose to. I mean, they just, their walls just came a crumbling down. So,
oh yeah, it goes back to, I've said it so many times on this show, people love to buy, but they hate being sold to.
Right.
And so you remove that, you know, feeling like they're being sold to, then like you said, their defenses go down and then they love to buy.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, How to Remove Barriers When Closing Web Design Deals. We've got this awesomely fantastic website, wpthepodcast.com. Head on over there and check it out sometimes. We've got this fantastic search bar up at the top, which will allow you to put in pretty much anything that you want to search for. We're 159 episodes in now. That's a lot of episodes. So you may want to learn about security or hosting or closing deals, for example. Type in those keywords and it'll populate all of the episodes that we talk about those specific things in. It's really, really neat. We also would love it if you left us a review. And Tim, I'm sorry. I know this was your turn to talk about reviews, but I stole your thunder. So
that's all right.
We do appreciate, you know, more people find us, the more reviews we have. So if you're on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or, you know, wherever you listen to us, we would love it if you left us a review. It would mean the world to us. So Tomorrow we've got a great topic, 5 reasons to start a podcast. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.